Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yoma Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet. And as promised, we're going to take a tangent to discuss the laws of Parah Adumah, which was brought up in the last podcast. Amar Ula, Kol HaParsha Kula, refer to the Parsha Parah Adumah, Mashma Motzi Miyad Mashma, Mashma Mimela. Sometimes we have to interpret some of the psukim, Mashma Motzi Miyad Mashma, counter the straightforward meaning, and sometimes it just is the straightforward meaning. And now we'll go through. Unetatem ota Elazar HaKohen. This is the Parah Adumah. Ota Elazar v'lo l'dorot Elazar. It's only this one that's going to be given to Elazar, meaning the Skan Kohen, and not in the future. Ikaram l'dorot b'Kohen Gadol. Some people say that means that in other generations, it's actually the Kohen Gadol who gets it. Ikaram l'dorot b'Kohen Hedyot. It's regular Kohen, not the Skan. I understand that Shapir. Why would you think that it goes to the Kohen Gadol in every generation? The answer is Gamar Chuka Mioma Kippurim. And this is something we saw in the previous podcast with whether or not Para Dumar, Paro, Shel Aharon requires Shechitat Kohen. So the word Chuka in Yom Kippurim shows up here, of course, Chukat HaTorah. And that's all done with Kohen Gadol. Okay, well, Tzi Ota, you take it out of the camp. Shalitzi Acheretima, you take only it and not another one. Kenitnan, Loita Parah Rotza Latzeit, if the parah doesn't want to go out, Ein Motzini Mashchora, you don't take another black cow, meaning one that's not valid, with it to accompany it. So Mushchora Shachatu, so people don't think that you shachted the black one. Ve'ein Motzini Ma'aduma, you don't take another red one out. So Mushchora Mishtam Shachatu, that they shachted too. Rabbi Yoreh lo min Hashem, who's that? That's not the reason. El Mishum Shinemar Ota Levada. The Pasuk says you take it out. Tanakama Haktiv Ota. Tanakama, you have to face the fact that it says Ota. Tanakama Rabbi Shimon, Yidarish Tamin Akrar. It's Rabbi Shimon who always explains the reason for the Pasuk, meaning that the reason that it says Ota is because people will think that you're shachting the other one. My benayu ikvena. So where do they, Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama and Rabbi disagree? Topic chamor bahada. According to Tanakama, that would be mutar because there's no shema yomru. But if it's a gzerata katuv ota, then it has to go out alone, even without a donkey going with it. V'shachat ota shelo yishchot acheret ima. You have to shecht it and not another one with it. Lifanav. This we saw in the previous podcast. L'rav shelo yaseach da tomimena. Rav who said that a gzar could be shochet. Means that Lefanav is that, Rabu says that a coin has to be Shochet, says that Lefanav is that he should not lose his focus on it. Lishmuel Shezar Shochet Elazar Ruah, to teach you that you could have a, according to Shmuel, that you could have a non coin shechting it, as long as Elazar is watching it. So now Lishmuel La Dure Le Elazar, that means you give it now to Elazar. Lerav of Miut Acharmiut. Elazar is mentioned here and before. That's why it says that it can be a Kohen, a filo Kohen Hedyot, meaning even the Kohen Hedyot can be doing it, not a Skan, but it must be a Kohen, according to Rav. You take the peripherals. The Shmuel, a filo Kohen Hedyot, even he could, a Kohen Hedyot could do it. The Rav, it's Tarech. Since this is not the body of the para, lolibi coin, maybe you don't need a coin, unlike shchita that Rav said you need, kamash malan, then you need a coin for this. Chives gadala kohen, meaning b'chihuno, he has to be somebody who is operating as a kohen at the time, meaning he has to be wearing begad bigdei kuhuna. V'tamei ha-kohen ar-erev, kohen b'chihuno l'dorot, meaning even for generations. That goes back to the original split. You say if in the future you need a Kohen Hedyot, a Kohen Hedyot can do it. Shapir, but if you say that Ludorot, it must be the Kohen Gadol doing it. So obviously he has to be wearing the Bidei Kuna'in. Something that you could figure out by Kadav Kavachomer, on occasion the Pasuk will tell you explicitly anyways. What does that mean? Ish tahor is lachshira tazar, meaning the collection can be done by a non-coin. Tahor, lachshira taisha. Ish tahor expands it to anybody who's tahor, even a woman. V'niach, mishish bo dat laniach. But it has to be somebody who has, is compass mentis and can know how to put the the item outside of the machane, except for their triumvirate of legal incompetence, who can't do it. We have the Mishnah in Parah, Kol Ksherin LeKadesh. All people are able to be Mekadesh B'mayim. Chutz V'Cheresh Eitz V'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. Uposel B'Isha V'Androgynos. Rabbi Yehuda says a Katan can do it. We'll have to see what kind of Katan. And says, but a woman or an Androgynos can't. Ma'itam Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say a woman may, but not a Katan? Dichtiv L'Chud HaTamem Yafar Sefar HaChata'at. Only people who are not allowed to collect it can't be Mekadesh. And therefore, since women can collect the thing because of Ish Tahor, therefore they can do Kiddush of the Mayim. I say it in the plural. Even the Katan is not allowed to do the collecting, can do the Kiddush. So Isha Menale, how does Rabbi Yehuda know Isha is out? Vanatan v'lo v'natna. He shall put the water. If it had said v'lakach v'natan instead of v'lakchu, I would have thought you have to have separate people doing it. If it had said in the plural, I might think I need two separate people for each. Even if two take it and one puts the water, then it's okay. Kach is over tavam mayim ish tahor. The Rabbanan ish v'lo isha tahor lachshir et hakatan. So the Rabbanan say that tahor is to expand it to the allow the katan. Rabbi Yehuda ish v'lo katan tahor lachshir et isha. And Rabbi Yehuda says that ish is there to exclude the katan and to allow the isha who can do it. Now, meitav ve'akol kshen lazod chutz mitumtan roganos v'isha v'katan shishvodat isha mesayato maza. Anybody could do haza'ah, except for a woman or the sfeikot mitumtan roganos, and a katan who understands what he's doing, a woman could help him and do haza'ah. Now, v'lo palig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree there. So we go back to Ula's statement that sometimes the pasuk should be understood based on how other pasukim deal with them, and sometimes just straightforward. So, Pauli, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda definitely disagrees. He doesn't have to disagree explicitly here. What's tahor? Michlaushu tamei limed al tful yom shekasher b'parah. This was the big machloket with its tukim. The fact that it says vizah tahor la tamei, that means somebody who used to be tamei, so therefore even if it's full yom, he could do the hazaat. Riyasi kavu barabar Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish b'parah. When they would study parah, lamask mina ela kamei demasik talim in beikrava. They could only get out enough, as much as a fox can get out of a field that's already plowed, meaning they could only get a little bit of chidushim out, right? Ela amri mashma motzimian mashma mashma mele. They would quote this statement that Ula quotes, and Tana Kamen Rabbi Yochanan calls chitot ksherot pizar chutz mishal parah. So he taught, it's basically like Rav, that all shchitot are kasher if a non-kohen does it except the paraduma. Rabbi Yochanan, puk tan of the rat, take your bright to Alda Matsini shchita bizar psula. There is no shchita bizar psula. Since he disagrees, by the way, with Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan, rabbi tanah de lotzai tel afilu rabbe lotzai. He doesn't listen to Tana, he doesn't listen to his own teacher. Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem b'shemen yon tzadak, shchita para bizar psula. His own rabbi said it. V'ani omer ksheira. So Matsini shchita shepsula bizar. Rabbi Yochanan was so committed to the idea that every shchita bizar is kasher that he even disagreed with his rabbi to say that. Okay, and the Mishnah says Balo Eitzel Paroshnia. He would come back to his par and say the vidui. Mashtal vidui Rishon the Lord Mar Uvnei Aron Am Kodesh Shecha. Why didn't he include the Kohanim in the first vidui? Mashtal vidui Shenim Damar Uvnei Aron Kodesh Shecha. Why did he include the mirror? That's the wrap up way. First you have to get yourself clean, that's the first vidui, and then you can be machaper on others. You can't still be in the hole and try to be machaper for others. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast at the next Mishnah Gimel. That will take us to the Shechitat HaPar. and then the beginning of the special avodah that is done with the Ketoret, and we'll see distinctions between the Ketoret and the way that it works today as opposed to other times. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.